Okay, so we're diving deep today into something a little different.
Interesting.
Yeah, we're taking a look at this mini personality quiz from the Spiritual Seek.
Oh, right, the one that tries to figure out where you are.
Exactly, like on your, spiritual awakening path. And I've got to say, going through these statements, some of them, they're not messing around, you know. They get pretty deep.
Well, that's the spiritual seek for you, right? Always trying to like
Yeah.
push you a little bit, get you thinking.
Yeah, they're all about making you think, and they
Absolutely.
cover so much ground. Like, we're talking philosophy,
Oh, yeah.
or even getting into like political systems a
Yeah.
bit.
It's true. They're not afraid to touch on anything,
No, they're not.
which I think is kind of what makes them so interesting.
It's what keeps things interesting, for sure.
Like you think you're just taking a simple quiz, but
Right.
suddenly you're, grappling with these huge ideas.
Exactly. And I think that's what we're going to be doing today.
Yeah, let's unpack some of these.
So first up, let's tackle this statement. Reality is illusory and deceptive.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right. It's like straight out of Buddhism, Hinduism, right?
It is, it's this concept of Maya, and it's all about how our senses, they can really fool
Oh,
us. Like,
absolutely.
think about a magician, right? They're playing with our perceptions of what's real.
Right.
And the spiritual seek, they're saying, hey, maybe everyday life is kind of like that too.
So, like, don't just take things at face value,
Exactly. Question everything, look deeper.
which is a pretty wild thought when you really let it sink in.
It can be a real shift in perspective.
Okay, so then we have this one. I am in the world, but not of the world.
Ah, yes, this is a classic.
It's kind of paradoxical, isn't it?
It is. It's like, how can you be both in and out at the same time?
Yeah, it's tough to wrap your head around.
But the spiritual seek is getting at this idea of duality.
Right.
Like, yeah, we have our physical bodies, we exist in society, but
There's also this other part of us, this spiritual
it's
essence.
like higher consciousness.
Exactly, something that transcends the material world.
I actually think I've felt that before.
Oh, yeah.
Like when everything around me is chaotic, but I still feel this inner peace.
Almost like you're watching it all from a distance.
Yes, exactly. Like I'm not completely swept up in it.
That's a great example, that sense of detachment. It's a big part of what the spiritual seek is talking about here.
Okay, well, this next one really got me thinking. Believing and having faith are different things.
Ooh, that's a subtle distinction, but an important one.
Yeah, and I feel like it's something that gets confused a lot.
All the time, people use the words interchangeably.
Right. So what's the spiritual seek saying here?
Well, they're saying belief can be just, accepting something in your head.
Okay, like an idea.
Exactly. But faith, true faith, it goes way beyond that.
It's more active.
Yes, it's about trust, commitment. It's about living your beliefs.
Even when it's hard, especially when it's hard.
So it's less about blind acceptance and
Yeah.
more about, like, choosing to act.
Yes. Choosing to align your actions with your beliefs, even when doubts come up.
That's powerful.
It is. It's about walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
It's a journey.
A journey,
Okay,
exactly.
and this next one, wow, this one's intense. I question everything, even though it may hurt.
That's really the essence of growth, right?
It is. It's about constantly pushing yourself.
The spiritual seek, they're all about the Socratic method.
Question, question, question.
Exactly. Don't just accept things blindly. Challenge your own beliefs.
Even the ones that feel comfortable.
Even those, especially those sometimes.
And yeah, sometimes that can be, well, it could be painful.
It can be because it might mean letting go of things you've always held on to.
Letting go of like your comfort zone.
Your comfort zone, old ideas, things that maybe aren't serving you
But
anymore.
that's how you grow, right?
Exactly. That discomfort, it's often a sign you're on the right path.
Okay, this next one. I'm not even sure where to begin. Useful and useless, good and evil are relative concepts.
Yeah, this one's a real head scratcher.
It's like, whoa, we're getting deep into philosophy now.
We are. The spiritual seek is bringing up this idea of the relativity of values,
Which basically means.
which means what's considered good in one context might be seen as bad in another context.
So, like, our judgments about good and evil, they're not absolute.
Not necessarily. They're shaped by all sorts of things.
Like our culture.
Our upbringing, the time period we live in, you name it.
So the spiritual seek wants us to be aware of that.
They want us to understand that our moral compass, it's not fixed.
It can be influenced by outside factors.
Exactly. And that's something to be mindful of.
Okay, last but not least, we have this one. Democracy degenerates if the people are ignorant and unaware.
Ooh, that's a powerful statement.
Yeah, and it feels especially relevant today.
It does. It's all about the importance of informed citizenry.
If people don't know what's going on.
If they're apathetic, if they don't engage.
Then democracy suffers.
It creates this void, and that void can be filled by, well.
By people who maybe shouldn't be in power.
Exactly. People with their own agendas who might not have the best interests of the people at heart.
So the spiritual seek is linking, like, personal awareness to societal responsibility.
They're saying that your individual awakening, it has implications for the world around you.
It's not just about you. It's about everyone.
It's about using your awareness to contribute to a better society.
Wow, what a journey this has been.
Right. So much packed into just six little statements.
I mean, the spiritual seek, they're not just messing around, are they?
Not at all. They make you think. They challenge you.
And they definitely get you talking.
Well, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, right? Exactly. So I'm curious, after all this, where do you feel you are?
Good question.
On your spiritual awakening journey.
It's something to reflect on, for sure.
It is. And what actions maybe will you take to move forward?
Because it's a journey. It's ongoing.
Always evolving, always growing.
And that's the exciting part, really.
It is. So keep those questions in mind as you go about your day.
And keep exploring. Keep questioning.
Exactly. Until next time.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.